Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I am Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. Every fuel has a stoichiometric value. It identifies the ratio of fuel to air for the most complete chemical exchange, or in simpler terms, the most efficient combustion. For pure gasoline, the stoichiometric value is nearly 14.7 to 1. 14 parts of air to 1 part of fuel. As the ratio goes numerically lower, the mixture is richer. 12.7 to 1 is a richer mixture. There is less air with the same 1 part of fuel. The converse applies. Hybrid fuels such as E10, E15, and E85 have a lower stoichiometric value since the combustion characteristics and energy content of alcohols are less than petroleum-based fuel. The following is an approximate stoichiometric value of common gasoline blends found in rural America. Pure gasoline, 14.68 to 1. E10, 14.08 to 1. E15, 13.8 to 1. E85, 9.85 to 1. And E100, pure ethanol, 9 to 1. When an engine is labeled as flex fuel, it may have an additional sensor in the fuel system that measures the ethanol content of the gasoline. The engine controller alters the amount of fuel delivered to each cylinder via the injector to create the required stoichiometric value for that blend along with a modified ignition table. Some flex fuel engines use a complex algorithm that does not use an alcohol content sensor but relies fully on an advanced oxygen sensor identified as a wideband. A gasoline engine is often equipped with a catalytic converter. The purpose of the catalytic converter is to alter the exhaust gas from the engine into a benign form. This is called the conversion process.